Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Finding Your Calm, 12 Methods to Release Anxiety, Relieve Stress, and Restore Peace. Edited by Angela A. Wicks. Narrated by Christina Delane. Publisher's Note. This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit tantor.com and type Finding Your Calm into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the supplemental content section, please enter the access code MINDFUL, and then click the unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All figures and tables referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Introduction. Angela A. Wicks. Do you feel anxious or stressed? Are you struggling with chronic pain or having trouble sleeping? Do you have looping negative thoughts and worries? Perhaps you're constantly in a time crunch, or you've recently realized your life seems to be perpetually fueled by adrenaline from an underlying sense of panic. Trauma, fried nerves, feeling wired, on edge, unsafe, overwhelmed, exhausted. This list could go on and on, but I'm sure by now you get the point. If any of this seems to be ringing a bell, you've come to the right place. Just listening to that list might have been enough to have triggered you into tightening your muscles, taking shallow breaths, and thinking fearful thoughts. So before we move on, let's switch into a more positive mode. First, take a few deep breaths all the way down to your belly. And feel your muscles loosen as you do. Picture something or someone that makes you incredibly happy. Maybe it's your pet, a friend, a child, or a partner. Picture their face and see them in a joyful state. Recall a particularly funny or joyful memory with them. Maybe it was your child doing a silly dance or your dog licking you in the ear because they knew it would get you laughing. Feel better? This simple practice is just one example of what awaits in this book. Finding calmness is something that many of us struggle with. Thankfully, this book offers ways to tune into your innate intuition, discover the right relaxation solutions for you, and lower your stress in the moment. It's unique in that it pulls from many types of healing, both scientific and spiritual, to offer easy-to-access and practical practices for issues such as anxiety and sleep. Whether you're already familiar with some of these techniques or are brand new to these types of alternative healing methods, if you're here with an aim for relaxation, this book is for you. Soon, you'll discover a variety of therapeutic systems and healing techniques in the form of guided meditations and simple calming practices from authors with advanced experience in their respective fields who are deeply versed in mind-body-spirit modalities. If you'd like to learn more about any of the contributors, their bios can be found at the back of the book. You'll learn how to more effectively listen to your own energy and body, and apply a wide selection of holistic options to support you where you're at. Best of all, this exploration offers a range of points of entry for what you may deal with throughout your life, making this a supportive resource for years to come. You'll have the chance to explore physical, emotional, mental, energetic, and spiritual factors for finding a more natural state of calm. The healing space of homeostasis and energetic balance allows for optimal function in all systems. By understanding yourself and your needs better, you'll be able to make use of specific ways more easily and start applying self-care. With 12 different methods, there's sure to be something here to help you find some peace and unwind a bit from the daily stresses of life. You'll learn about the language the body speaks, including physical pain that may be communicating stored emotional pain, and how you can listen to your body's wisdom to uncover what it needs. If your energy is constantly drained, or you feel as though you're a very sensitive person, you'll understand what it means to be an empath and what you can do to support yourself, including practice and setting boundaries. from the long historical practice of aromatherapy to the new odd and fun phenomenon of autonomous sensory meridian response, ASMR, there is so much to discover. Some of the most popular and widely available essential oils to help with things like anxiety, fear, stress, and depression are covered, along with blends and recipes for various products you can create yourself. While aromatherapy can feel very tangible in working with physical ingredients you can touch and smell, ASMR might feel much more abstract. This rather mysterious practice, sometimes known as brain tingles, is something you'll learn how to access through visual and auditory sensory experiences to promote a sense of calm. Gentle practices in visualization, meditation, chakra work, astrology, vagus nerve activation, and emotional freedom technique, EFT, can all make up powerful pieces of your self-care practice. Visualization techniques can be used to engage all your senses and bring peace to your life by encouraging the body and mind to relax and release tension that you don't want, and focus on what it is you do want. Simple meditation can also be used to invoke calm at any given moment. You learn about each of the chakras that make up your energy body from root to crown, and how you can work with them to support your relaxation goals. In yet another form of personalized energy, you learn how astrology can be used to help you find the self-care techniques that best fit you based on your sun sign. Ways to activate and soothe your vagus nerve when under stress is another fascinating option available to you. Creating calm through the vagus nerve can be considered a key to releasing acute and chronic stress. With the time-tested technique of EFT and tapping, you'll know what you can do quickly to change what happens in your energy body when you're triggered by emotions that cause stress, whether you're at work, before an important event, or as a daily practice. When it comes to relaxation and recentering, sometimes coming back to the basics is essential. When we're amped up and stressed out, getting the vital foundation of good sleep can become a huge challenge. This is why we'll also address what you might do to improve the quality of your sleep. From integrating a calming ambience and reliable sleep routine, to stretching, energy work, and connecting with spirit and your own intuitive messages in order to help you downshift from the day. We end with a focus on the importance of mindfulness as a way to promote gratitude and joy for wellness. Becoming mindful, intentional, and set within the present moment has exponential rewards. Whether you're looking to relieve stress or anxiety, improve the quality of your nighttime sleep or daytime focus, ease pain and enhance healing, manifest new goals, or perhaps your batting swing, entering a calmer state can be invaluable. As you start to explore the various avenues for achieving an improved state of calm, make sure to keep a flexible focus. Instead of trying to speed through or create a new complex wellness protocol where you're trying to do everything at once, take it one step at a time. Whether you reviewed the table of contents and decided to jump to the topics that stand out most to you, or start from the beginning and progress linearly, think of your exploration through this book as a dip of your toe into the water. Instead of taking an intense dive into the deep end, immerse yourself gently into this relaxing hot tub of ideas and feel yourself unwind at a slower pace. Make a note of the sections or entries that you find important, or keep a journal to record the information and practices that are most meaningful to you. This way, you'll be able to gradually develop your own personalized program that you can apply daily and fall back on when you're feeling most in need of tools to guide you back to your inner calm. As someone who has always been wired for anxiety, I know what a challenge finding that place of calm can be. For many, or perhaps even for most of us, it takes daily assessment to check in and see where you're at for the day. Have things been extra stressful lately? Does the darkness of the season possibly have you swinging into heightened anxiety or depression that's leaving you feeling overwhelmed? Have you had a big change recently that's made it feel like life is out of balance? Without a doubt, life is going to bring you stress. When anxiety takes hold or life feels like it's getting to be more than you can handle, remember there's a natural ability in you for relaxation. This is not to say that things like anxiety, panic attacks, and depression can be thought away or resolved through a round of visualization. Life and health can be incredibly complicated, and sometimes we need all the tools we can get. This book aims to provide you with a wide range of new ideas, perspectives, and practices available in your back pocket so you can be even more empowered in this challenging world. You carry a range of holistic tools that you can call on to remember the power you hold in bringing yourself the soothing, safe, secure sense of peace that we all deeply desire and deserve. May calm soon be yours. Chapter 1. Tune in to your body's wisdom. Emily A. Francis. Your body is chock full of both magic and wisdom. Your ability to heal is so much more powerful than anyone has led you to believe. This is the beginning piece of the Who Within the Body Wisdom introduction. It's you. It has always been you. A beautiful masterpiece, so delicate and yet so strong all at the same time. The body is a million different pieces all seamlessly fitting together to form a beautiful and exact puzzle that happens to be so exquisite that we could spend our whole lives studying the various aspects of ourselves and still never be able to get all the way through the webbing of information. I would like to introduce you to your body through a different set of eyes. Eyes that have spent over 25 years studying anatomy, physiology, kinesiology, clinical and neuromuscular massage therapy, lymphatic drainage, craniosacral therapy, Reiki, yoga, Tai Chi, and more. Not only have these eyes studied all of this, but they first had to learn how to heal from a debilitating level of major anxiety, panic, and agoraphobia. I had to find a level of healing that could help me create a new life, one that was filled with deeper body healing, awareness, and gratitude. I see the body through the eyes and hands that took over half my life to cultivate. I want to take you through the who, what, where, how, and when of body awareness and its incredible ability to self-correct. I believe that miracles are everywhere. And opening ourselves to their presence draws them even closer to us. Our very presence is a miracle. Our bodies and all the incredible things it can do in any given second are a miracle. Not one single part of the body operates independently, and that includes both sides of what caused any disruptions and what may bring you back into balance. At all times, the body is working to maintain its natural level of homeostasis. Homeostasis is our body's regulating system of always trying to stay in balance. There are a million tiny little things happening all at once at all times of the day and night inside our bodies. Blood pumping, heart beating, nerve impulses, communication tracts all throughout the body. Through the nervous system, the brain and spinal cord, our body is receiving messages internally from everywhere and tries to respond accordingly. The brain is the motherboard of your body, always in constant communication and trying to do everything it can to keep your body optimized and working so well that you may not even notice when something gets disrupted. As with a computer system, and so with the body, there is always the possibility of glitches occurring. Some we notice, and others we might miss at the time of inception. We often compare our bodies to that of a car, and with good reason. Cars can be quite sophisticated, much like the body. For example, if any door is not closed all the way, a light will come on and a bell will sound alerting me to which door is open. It will let me know if it's the front side, the back side, as well as if it's right or left. I check my dashboard to make sure that no check engine light is on, or that my tire pressure is low, or that it's time to take it to the mechanic for a checkup. Our bodies communicate much the same way. Instead of a light on the dash, it's a pain in a particular area of the body that seems as if it came out of nowhere. It's a signal and a warning light, especially if it persists and you can't trace it to any impact or injury. Some signals are easy to tell where they are coming from. If you ran into the table, you might see a bruise on your hip. If you were in an automobile accident, you will have pains and probably whiplash, and you can trace the patterns of when it happened, how it occurred, and find out what to do to get things back to their full range of motion. But what about those little, seemingly insignificant pains and signals that we wave off as random because we can't trace their original impact? Or what about on a deeper level that we suffer from something emotionally distressing, but we don't realize it's been stuffed away for years, just growing roots until it can no longer be ignored? Do we wave that off as a coincidence too? Pain is not random. It's never random. The body doesn't work in secret code. It works very straightforwardly in its distress signals. We just never got the owner's manual to know that when a certain light comes on from somewhere, it means something specific. We have to learn the language that our body speaks. And it's important to note that even as I offer you the areas that we tend to store emotional pain underneath a physical area, and I will take you through as much as I can in this chapter to help you develop your own communication with your body, what I offer here might not resonate exactly with the way that your body speaks. Everybody may have the same anatomical structures and the same constitution in most areas, but your body is only inhabited by you, and that is what makes it incredibly unique. The way that your body will communicate with you develops with your awareness. You will feel certain warning signals differently than someone else might feel them. Trust that your body and your intuition, once aligned, will learn together how to communicate best for you and then learn to trust it. Trust your body above all else. What I offer here is a very detailed guide into our bodies in individual parts and pieces, and then as a seamless whole the best way I know how. But I am not you, and you are not me. And your body will put its main doorbell ringer wherever you collectively decide to put it to alert you to issues arising. I mean this in the way that I will offer where we likely store our emotional pain, and that is fairly universal. But the signal that your body will give you when that bell is sounding will be independent to you specifically, and not on any chart I can offer here. I may hear a song pop into my head and know that the lyrics are telling me something. This happens every time I work on someone. It's like a radio station in my head guiding me through while the songs change with different areas of the body. That is the way I can tune in to someone else's body. When it's my own body, it's a flutter in my solar plexus telling me to listen to my gut. I know the ways that my body is signaling to me, whether it's about someone else or if it's specific to me. This took years of practicing and working as a team with my body. But it's not because I'm more intuitive than anyone else. It's simply a reflection of the work that I've put into making my body my ally. You can do this too. Learn the way that you best communicate with yourself and the world around you. Are you more sensitive visually, audibly, a deep knowing, or a deep feeling? Use this as your guide as you learn to allow these things to deepen your awareness of yourself and how you connect with the world around you. In its natural state, your body is always working to remain in harmony. When something does get out of sync, your body is much quicker to send you a distress signal than you may realize. All the time our bodies are communicating with us, and most of the time, we get lost in translation. What we may shrug off as a simple pain or ache is actually a signal that your body is trying to get your attention. When we don't listen at first to that original soft knock, the knock becomes louder and the pain becomes more intense. When we continue not to listen to the soft signals that our body sends us, it can turn into something far more destructive. By the time many people start to pay attention, the body may have gotten so far out of alignment that we have trouble tracing the patterns from which it came. This is when dis-ease, among many other issues, finally makes its presence known. This is also the time, in many cases, when people start to deepen their awareness and begin to listen to their bodies in ways they never did before. It does not require any sort of crisis for someone to learn to tap into the wisdom of their body and work in harmony in order to get back in balance. Listening to the body is the most important thing I can offer in this chapter. We will first go wide with body knowledge and a basic introduction, and then center in on what I know best, the muscles, and how they relate to human emotion. I will offer what I believe to be four major aspects of the body. This is what I consider the what of the body. It's important that we understand the different and unique aspects of the body because the way that we approach each for healing is quite specific. Having this basic foundation is how we can create a tailor-made healing team specific to anything that needs support. The physical body covers all of the physical systems within the human body: nervous, circulatory, digestive, endocrine, integumentary, skeletal, lymphatic, urinary, reproductive, muscular, and respiratory. All of these are physical aspects of the body. They all require the knowledge of a medical professional, such as a general practitioner and a specialist, according to what organ system to treat. All the treatments under this aspect are fairly straightforward with their handling in their healing and balancing. There are a wide variety of treatments out in the world for the physical body beyond conventional medicine. But in this aspect, more than any other, it is very important to keep those medical professionals and specialists close. Holistic practitioners and integrative medicine are fabulous teammates in working with the physical body. Chiropractic therapies, naturopath doctors, physical therapies, physiotherapy, and specific massage techniques all help treat the physical body. The emotional body brings us into our thoughts and emotions and how they affect our general health. If there is an imbalance within the emotional body, it's not your general doctor that can help you find balance and healing. This is when we seek therapy. A psychiatrist, a doctor who evaluates mental and emotional disorders and can prescribe medicine. A psychologist does not prescribe medicine and instead works with behaviors and thoughts to help someone process various grief, trauma, shame cycles. A psychotherapist, many times psychology in more of a group setting, cognitive behavioral therapy, hypnotherapy, EMDR therapy. This is a basic list, but I do offer highlighted treatments that have shown the most favorable responses. Treating the emotional aspect of our body is one of the most crucial aspects of healing if you believe that the state of the mind and the balance of the body go hand in hand, which I do. The energy body often gets overlooked as its own complete aspect of the body, but it is very much its own person, if you will. I strongly believe this is where the magic keys to healing live. Also referred to as the subtle body, the energy layer of the body is a very important and particular piece of the pie. People whom you would see to help with your subtle body for healing go into the holistic therapies of acupuncture, acupressure, Ayurveda, though this and Chinese medicine encompass all aspects of body healing, yoga, tai chi, intentional dance or movement practices, hands-on healing or therapeutic massage and energy work such as Reiki, therapeutic touch and or healing touch, craniosacral therapy, pranic healing, sophrology, and much more fall under this category. Treating the subtle layer within the body can create powerful yet finite shifts within the system. I believe this is where big results occur, where you least expect to find them. The energy body is tightly connected to intention and our openness toward healing. The subtle body, the way I imagine it, is the place where the magnet can be activated to attract miracles. The spiritual body is a vital layer in communing with our house of divinity within. This is an extremely personal and private practice. in which I won't direct you more than the offering that this is the place where peace can be found within your soul internally, along with the world around you. Practices may include prayer, meditation, centering, contemplation, studying spiritual scripts, etc. This is getting in alignment with the powers that be, and understanding that there is something bigger out there than you all by yourself, and working inside that flow however that resonates with you. To get into these four body aspects more deeply, see my 2020 book, Whole Body Healing. These four aspects of the human body require basic knowledge and a pathway of who's out there to help you find your way to deeper healing as you go. It is one of the most valuable resources someone can have. It is within our body and mind that we have the ability to shift and balance. However, it was never meant for you to have to face it alone. We can't learn everything there is to learn in this one lifetime about body healing. Therefore, we must team up with others out there who have dedicated their lives to the study of each individual layer. I have had to gather various healing teams for myself, my children, and my clients to help people get their game plan together in order to achieve big-level healing. Things that may once have been thought of as insurmountable turned into success stories and miracle healing stories. Know that there are people out there who can help guide you and support your healing in big ways. We just have to know how to look for them and where to find them. This requires a level of discernment and a knowledge of what constitutes a well-trained professional in any given area. The emotional muscle body. This is the where of the emotions in our body. Where you carry your pain is not at all random. There is nothing that is ever random that goes on within our bodies, not on our skin and not within the deepest layers. When I was first in massage school, I learned that the psoas muscle is considered one of the most emotional muscles in the body. The psoas muscle is a deep hip flexor muscle located between the pubic bone and the hip bone. It also faces a high-intensity set of nerve plexus area of the spine. It is deeply charged and a vulnerable muscle to work with. This area tends to store emotional traumas of a more sexual nature due to its location and energetic attachment to the reproductive areas located closely. A person who might have had a lot of trauma with their menstruation, for example, fibroids, cysts, or sexual trauma, will very likely present in this muscle area. Many times, people will cry when we treat this muscle. It is a deeply freeing and healthy release when in a safe environment with a very well-trained therapist who can help you through it. Learning this information immediately fascinated me, and I wanted to find more information like this. At the time, no book had ever been written about this subject, only passed down through the teachers in various massage and healing schools. This led me to a quest of over 15 years of hypothesizing, testing, and studying what the other muscle groups in the body stored in terms of emotions. I began to recognize and follow a pattern of the places in a person's body that carried emotional weight, and then could trace what emotions lived in which muscle group. As I started to question many practitioners beyond the massage community, I found that many things I had discovered had already been documented in a relatively close area of study, garnering the same results. For instance, the glutes, the muscles of the buttocks, store aggravation and suppression. When we feel aggravated but don't say anything, we literally sit on it and into the muscles they go. In that same area are the liver/gallbladder meridian lines from Chinese medicine. The liver and gallbladder govern the emotions also of aggravation and anger. I did not know this, and yet I discovered the same information from working with the muscles and not the meridian channels. The body really is an extraordinary communicator, and it's important to understand that it does let you know what's really going on. To go over the body chart, which can be found in the accompanying bonus material with regard to muscle group and emotion stored, I offer an illustration taken from my 2017 book, The Body Heals Itself. Then I will discuss a few of the storage places that I feel are the most prominent among people. The tops of the shoulders hold the weight of the world. They hold stress, tension.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?